Protesters carried signs reading "Democracy shouldn't be outsourced," and as they chanted, some pointed fingers at the elections board's windows on the third floor. They were calling for the board to rescind a contract it recently reached with a company called Accenture, once a subsidiary of the now-defunct Arthur Andersen accounting firm. Wisconsin plans to pay Accenture $13 million to set up and maintain a statewide voter registration database. Carol Weidel works for the Department of Health and Family Services and helped organize the protest. She says the elections board never looked into whether state employees could have done the same job for less money.
If we're so frugal about how we spend our money, how can we spend millions of dollars without ever once considering that state employees are cheaper?
Weidel says this is part of an ongoing movement in Wisconsin to outsource, regardless of whether it actually saves money. Voting rights activists like Jeff Hines of Madison say it's also part of a trend to privatize voting systems. He says private vendors can't be trusted to handle the election process.
There's no way that a private corporation can possibly be impartial. They'll all always favor the interests of the corporations.
But Elections Board Director Kevin Kennedy says Accenture won't have any say in how elections are handled in Wisconsin. He says that will still be up to the state and local officials.
We deal with private vendors all the time in the election process. You know, but again, it's only a tool for the process. They're not running the election process.
Kennedy says the state needs Accenture's expertise in this case in order to finish its database by January of 2006. That's the deadline all states have to hit for projects like this if they want to secure federal funding. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.